The southeast storm is raging at gusts of 60 knots. The Salish Sea is frothing and churning in the December storm, tossing floating logs and downed trees like toothpicks. Tree branches are flying like spears in the gale force winds. Our small group has gathered on BC's remote Cortez Island in the northern Salish Sea. We're in a beach house, huddled around a cast iron wood stove pumping out heat. Though we have to speak up to be heard over the howl outside, we are calling forth the biggest visions we can conjure. It's 1993, soon after the quincentenary of the, quote, discovery of the Americas by Christopher Columbus. I've proposed that we attempt a 50-year strategy that will undo some of the cultural and ecological destruction that has been ravaging the continent since 1492, and help build a regenerative economy that will benefit the next 500 years. As audacious and far-fetched as that may sound, it's no academic exercise. We have a real task at hand. One of our group has inherited a fortune. She wants the majority of it deployed to reducing humanity's ecological footprint and ensuring that the biosphere supports future life on the planet. Clean water, clean air, and clean food. Idealistic? Of course. Silly? Not really. Impossible? Maybe, but we hope not. At 39 years old, I'm about to embark on an amazing adventure, helping turn a friend's personal fortune into a tool for changing history.